Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, Paul writes, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom." It might seem when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that Paul has something against wisdom. He says that he didn't come with eloquent words of wisdom or with lofty speech or wisdom, not with plausible words of wisdom. He even says that Greeks seek wisdom, but he preached Christ crucified. So one might begin to think that Paul was against wisdom altogether, but that is not what Paul is stressing. Paul is stressing that he does not rely on the world's wisdom to get a message across, but that doesn't mean his message is void of wisdom. He writes, "Among the mature, we do impart wisdom." Does that mean that Paul only preaches God's wisdom when the crowd is only made up of people that are very mature in their faith? Well, no, that's not what Paul means either. But he is talking about mature, humble Christians who are willing to learn, who are making sure their hearts are fertile soil. In other words, those who have ears to hear and understand Paul's messages as wisdom. If you don't understand it to be wisdom and good for you, then either you're not a believer or you're not a mature believer willing to listen to the Word of God. You're a babe in Christ, like Paul will say later in chapter 3, verse 1. You are chasing the same things that the world is chasing, the same dreams, the same goals, and your life is either in disarray or it's headed that way. So, which have you been lately? As you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries to the Philippines. And also remember the Dongmei LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.